Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday. And hello, everybody. I hope you had a good weekend. Welcome to Inner Sight, Matter Glad. And we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, here in Suffolk County, New York, the Independent Living. And I want to thank them for sponsoring Inner Sight, for helping us keep the show on the air. Thank them for the up-and-coming partnership with the news conference on these horrible nursing homes that we're trying to get rid of. All the money wasted on that and the wear and tear and the abuse of people. And just heard about another guy, a young guy, 50 years old, who died in a nursing home. Horrible. How many people does that happen to every day? So SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We'll be partnering up with them the middle of March on the nursing home news conference. And as soon as we get the date, we'll pass that on. I'm sure it'll be up on the website. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by A Day for Milton. Anyone would like to do A Day for Milton? We'd like to get one in another state. We did one here in New York last May. The anniversary of Milton's death is in July. But, you know, you can pick a date if you'd like to. You don't need any money to do it. It's all about awareness and bringing people together. The Day for Milton. Give us a call or send us an email. We'd be happy to tell you how we did it and how we can certainly help any group who wants to put together A Day for Milton. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090, or you can drop us an email, innersight1621620@gmail.com, and just put Day for Milton on it, and we'll know, and put your phone number. All right, Inner Sight and Shelby's Kitchen, one of our sponsors, Michelle and Tommy, the owners of Milton, and of course Michelle, the blind woman. Milton was killed at the guide dog school over a year ago now when the trainer left him in the van in the middle of a heat wave, got off with a slap on the wrist, and the school got off with nothing. School was not charged with anything, and there are no regulations or licensing for guide dog school. So let's bring about another day for Milton. We'd like to do it in another state. That'd be really great. Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. On the phone number, 484-3085. You need dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it, all donated and no charge for the food. 8807929 is SILO's number. I think I made a mistake on that. 8807929 on the independent living here in Suffolk County. That's a 631 number. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York, supporter of Inner Sight, Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Any real estate questions, give Mr. Kennedy a call. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. That number again, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. We're brought to you by the Islip Cleaners. We thank them for their help. and Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our sponsors now for many years. Thank you so much. All our friends who support InterSight. Here's a note here. If you want to stay in shape, learn how to protect yourself, call Devin Fernandez, the Third Eye InSight, 631-445-3464. 631-445-3464, Fernandez, Third Eye InSight. Please remember all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we appreciate your remembering the beautiful children. I want to say hello and thank the Lord for watching over Eve and Elijah, the two youngsters of one of our volunteers, Andrea, who is helping to promote InterSight. And thank God the kids are all right. Went through some kind of viral thing in the last couple of weeks. All right, InterSight around the world, number one show on the disabled. And I believe we're number one because we say things that people like, that people need, that people want. You know, more rights, more awareness, more identifying of different objects. Walking down the road today, all kinds of construction material, you know, that a blind person can hear, but it's not automated, it's not visual. They put out cones that they put out. I think those cones should have some kind of a sound mechanism on them to let people know that it's a construction area. Construction site. I mean, my dog identifies the barriers. She'll take me up to the barrier, you know, a rope across the road or wherever it is, and identify it, and then she'll find a way around it, yes. But if you don't have a guide dog, you're walking with a cane. If you're in a wheelchair and you can't see that well, you know, these things should be more identifiable for everyone. The problem is they don't think of us, and there's no enforcement on the present law that says that they have to do these things. Just like there's no enforcement in the stores when you go in there to buy something and you can't read the label. So, I hate to say it, but I think the only time that's going to change if somebody gets the wrong thing and they're allergic to it, and God forbid, not only do they break out or whatever, but they die from it because somebody read it wrong. It's horrible to think that that's what it takes to straighten some of this out. There's not enough preventative action taken by the government to protect people, especially the disabled. You know, we had a while back, and it's worth repeating, we said put a dog at the door at the schools, a dog that would identify firearms, you know, and people and just use the one door in and out and let the dogs check people with an officer, you know. But we tried to get that started here in Suffolk County. We wrote to the executive at the Times 3 years ago, And a friend of mine who worked for the commissioner's office sent the letter, so I know that the exec got it, but he never did a damn thing about it. It should have been started right here in Suffolk County to set the example for the rest of the country. Anybody can walk in a school with a firearm, you know, conceal it, or even if it's not a firearm, a dangerous weapon, and go unnoticed and be loose in the building. With the dog at the door and with the firearm detector inside the door, now you got double protection. That's what we advocate. So, Congress needs to act on that. Pass a law. Who cares about a little inconvenience? Lives are worth more than a little inconvenience. So that's a mad that Congress hasn't done enough to protect people in the schools. And no wonder they haven't. The politicians are all protected. Don't worry. All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad. Tonight, if you want to call in, you got a mad or a glad, 213-816-1650, brought to you by James Bahamundi, attorney, civil rights, 516-783-9662, if you need a civil rights attorney, if you want to find out if you have a case, give Jimmy a call, 516-783-9662. And just recently, I received a card. I'm on this thing called WellCare, you know, where they give you some very, very little benefits, nothing to really make up for what they haven't done for all these years. But when you're blind, like I am, you can't read the card. They have a card. Now, I know that Braille can go on these credit cards because I have it on my transportation card, what they call SCAT. You know, the Braille is right on there. So it can be done. But again, there's no enforcement on it. You know, it's like you're asking the company to do you a favor. It shouldn't be like that. Nobody else has to put it like that. Why should we? All these cards should be brailled, you see. But you see, now the problem is they did it the wrong way because they're going to have to modify all these machines, undoubtedly, to make sure the card will work in the machine if it has Braille on it. That's not our problem. They do this to us all the time. And, you know, you talk about reasonable. Isn't it reasonable to be able to read your credit card like everybody else? So there's a mad. And there's how these agencies and the business people get away with it because the law is not strong enough. All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad. You got a mad or a glad?
It's a mad, sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I was looking on the back of one of my cards and I couldn't see it like you're saying. I wanted to chime in around this subject because they sent me a stupid cardboard, okay, in large print. But if I misplace the stupid cardboard, that means I don't know the number on my, you know, on the back of my card that I needed, which happened to be, I wanted to keep them where I could see it. So it was for a hearing, a fair hearing. But I couldn't find it because it was way too small, and I couldn't see it. No way.
They sent you, in addition to the card, they sent you something else with it?
A sleeve, yeah. But it came in a separate envelope, which is even stupider. You should put it together with the card so you know
it
which card you're dealing with.
It didn't come over the card?
No. Came separate.
So, to begin with, you don't even know that it belongs to that particular card.
Correct.
You had to get somebody to read it for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
And now,
that's what
the other
here.
Problem is, let's say you have, you have a couple of cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do the same damn thing with an extra piece of material telling you what it is. Now look at how
correct.
Easy it is to get those things mixed up.
Yeah.
Now you got
very
the wrong card
so.
Going out and into the store and all that. And,
yeah?
See what happens here?
Yeah.
Because they don't make the cards so people could read them.
That's true.
And there's no enforcement on it.
Correct. No enforcement whatsoever.
Yeah, so it happens to millions of people. And, try to get your so-called smartphone to read the card. Did you try that?
I tried it, yes. I couldn't find where the lettering was because it was too small.
Did you try it with the voiceover?
Yeah, I get funny with the voiceover because my hands are too weak. But I try.
Could the phone read the card?
It could, yeah. If there's like one of those scanner bars like in the back, it's a little square box and you have to get it in the middle of that. It'll read the entire card to you then. But I can't get it in the middle of that stupid little thing, the card that I have.
There's a scanning bar?
Yeah, it's like a square piece that tells you what's on the card. It's like a new type of scanning bar that you got. Instead of the regular UPC, you get this one.
And you're saying
square.
That you have to turn on the voice over,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And then how do you know how to...
Hold it. You don't.
How to scan this thing.
I see where it is, but I don't know where to hold it. And then I get it by luck, and I go, thank God I got it. But then if I don't do it properly, forget it. You don't get it for nothing.
So what is it? What does it read on the card?
It makes a design that you then could scan, and then it'll tell you about everything that's on the card. It should. That they included on that scan.
Wait a minute. They don't tell you what?
They don't tell you that you could just scan this. I had to call them and get it through support. You could just, read that little square piece, and it'll give you the name of the card. On the card, it'll give you, this is what the guy told me, it'll give you the number of the card, I believe, the expiration, and something else. But it's not all the same. Everybody considers something important. You can't even memorize that. You would have to have something important that they deal, they feel is important, and that's what they include.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at my card now. First of all, how do you know which is the front and which is the back?
No, you can't. Yeah.
It says, I can see... Visa on the lower right.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's the front of the card.
Correct. Well, it could be the back too, depending on the provider.
Well, I don't know.
And
then I turn it over, and how do you know where this little square thing is?
You don't. You just got to keep scanning the freaking card. That's what I do at least. It does read it, but by sheer coincidence, it reads it. crazy.
No, I don't know. But the other thing is, what if you don't have a phone like that?
That's right. There's another issue. Holy, I didn't even think of that.
You know, why should we have to bother ourselves and worry about it and extend ourselves when everybody else can read their card?
That's true.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's friggin' horrible.
It is.
We have to do that. In other words, what it comes down to is, and this is a definite mad, we have to do their job because they didn't make the card right for us. We have to struggle with it. Now, can you imagine doing this in the store, trying to, if you have a few cards, trying to scan the damn thing in the store with the smartphone?
Oh, that's crazy, man.
It is. Put it on us.
They always do.
And it shouldn't be on us.
That's true, too.
Be there like it's there for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But they screwed up big time because if they put Braille on the card, they're going to have to modify all those damn machines.
Yep, exactly.
Or raise print on the card.
Something.
See? They put it on us, and I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's right
either.
Well,
you don't want a damn smartphone. I don't even like my phone. I'm looking at your room.
You are? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's very annoying. It doesn't always work right. I got to pay a lot of money for it every month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. Me neither.
I'm not happy with it.
Mm-mm.
So,
especially when I can't see something that I can enlarge to a certain point, and that's it. It doesn't go any bigger.
Yeah. They have no right to put these things on us, you know, and make people have or buy a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suppose you don't want a damn phone.
I think a reader would be better, like if they had something that was a smart reader, that it could read whatever you put it next to it. That's a different story now. Give me that. That would be great. I could see what the hell's going on in this store.
Well, they should have those in every store.
That's right.
You know, two or three of them in the big stores. Have one in every aisle.
That's better.
Something like that. You know, you want to read something, you go by the damn thing, put it in the slot, and it reads it. How come they don't have those in the store?
They don't.
No.
Not in every store.
Not because there's no enforcement of the law.
Right.
There it is again.
Yeah.
I mean, at least with that, if you want to, let's say somebody reads something to you. You want to make sure what you've got. You know, you find put a little sound mechanism on the reader thing. Go down the aisle, find it, and scan it.
Right.
If you want to double check, make sure you got the right damn thing.
That's right.
Because people read stuff wrong all the time.
Oh yeah.
You know, they're reading something and they're looking at something else. Everything is visual.
Yeah.
So
it really is.
You have no way of checking that. I mean, I never tried reading the card with the voiceover. I don't know how that works.
I only could get like one number at a time. I don't think I'm doing it right. I think I got the wrong side of the card up.
You see, you don't know.
I don't know.
See all the trouble it causes because they don't have the damn Braille on it?
They should.
All kinds of friggin' trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That we have to put up with. Because they're not identifying it like they do for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line? 213-816-1650, Matter Glad Monday. Tomorrow is open mic. And on that show, you can pick your own subject. Wednesday is our nursing home show. We'll be picking out a theme as usual. Thursday, we usually pick a subject. And Friday night, here's the funniest. We have some fun. We just goof off, you know. So this is the end of February. March 1st comes on Friday.
You believe that? That's quick.
And March is the beginning of spring in March.
Mm-hmm.
So looks like so far the groundhog was right.
Right.
You know, it's been, we've had some cold snaps, but not like real, real severe winter stuff. You know, and now it's warming up. Thank you, Mr. Groundhog. All right, inner sight, and listening to the news, it was so funny because they said, Mr. Trump has trouble with his fundraising. You believe this? Trump has trouble with fundraising? I don't know who he's got working for him, but they must be pretty stupid. Well, how could a Donald Trump have trouble with his fundraising? He's got so much damn money.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And again, you know, these candidates, well, President Biden, Donald Trump, they don't need money to get publicity. All they got to do is put something out on the PR newswire, and it's all over the news. But it shows you how greedy they are. In addition to that, they're raising millions and millions of dollars, and that money's going to go to pay for television or radio ads when people all over this country need help and are homeless in the shelters.
Right.
Why don't they do something about that?
They don't want
to. They wouldn't even have to spend any money if they listened to us.
That's good.
Or they could cut the spending drastically. You know? Why don't they allow the agencies to raise money to help people in the homeless shelters and set up a housing fund for them instead of spending all this money on wasting it on hotels and motels housing people? I mean, you know, these people are supposed to be such financial wizards. You know what they're only financially sound when it comes to themselves, not to anybody else, not to the people who need help. They waste all that money on the nursing homes. They're wasting all that money on motels with people in shelters and hotels and all that. Woman called me yesterday. She's in a motel, her and her boyfriend. She set up a GoFundMe. She's homeless, you know, because the money that's there for the homeless is not used in the right way. And the agencies are not allowed to participate in helping a person like that, because the social service is involved. Well, see, that needs to be changed.
Yeah.
The agencies in the community should be helping people who are homeless. Set up a fund. Let them make money on it. And help the person get a place. And the other thing that bothers me, look at all the salaries that are being paid to people who work for these agencies that run Section 8. Look at all the money that goes to them. And in the meantime, people are on waiting lists. Why are they on waiting lists if all these people are making money on it? There's something wrong with
that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
The people who work for them are not on waiting lists for their salary. You see what they're doing here?
Mm-hmm.
They're using people. They're not helping them. They're using them. And if a person had a housing fund and they were going to be evicted or for some reason they lost their dwelling, if they had a fund available, they never would become homeless. There's the preventative measure. And I'm not talking about people who drink it all up or take drugs. I don't, I won't deal with. I'm talking about good people who, trying to pay the rent, can't pay it for whatever reason, or have to move because the landlord wants to do something with the house or whatever. People should have a housing fund available, only to be used if they're under threat of eviction. If that was available to them, they wouldn't become homeless. Because that's why people can't get a place. It's all because of the money. Just ask anybody, oh, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. Because there's no housing fund for them. And that's why they got to be on a waiting list. All right, Inner Sight, the Mad or Glad Monday, and I want to thank everybody for offering prayers. Sometimes we will tell you someone who's ill or who needs prayers. I want to thank people who have participated in that out there. Really, really appreciate it. And we'll let you know if we come across anyone who needs that kind of intervention. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and we've had to move the normally the news conference for the nursing homes would have been tomorrow. But because of a commitment by Silo for the end of February, we had to move it, and we're trying to now do it for the middle of March. So we'll keep you informed. We'll let you know the date. I know at least several people who want to participate in it. How are we doing with the petition and the people getting up there? How are we doing?
I'm putting people up slow in a separate document so that I could spell check it and do all of that, and then I'm pasting it up there.
Oh, you got how many people you got?
I got, let's
count
see,
them?
Yeah, about four total. I gotta add more.
Four?
Yeah.
You got your mom, your dad, and who else?
Myself. And I'm in the middle of getting married to, not married, Maureen to talk to me, and I'll put a more.
Well, Mary and Maureen,
and I have some
five.
People that I don't have phone numbers to. We got to get them up there as well. I just need their phone number.
Well, you got Lorraine's phone number. Lorraine would be six.
Right.
Allie.
Allie.
Sure,
I got her number.
Would,
yeah.
You know, call her.
Yeah.
You have Allie's number?
Yes, he gave it to me.
So that would be seven.
Right.
And then I can give you at least three more. That's ten people. But get the
ten
ones
people
you got
right there
first.
Mm-hmm.
The ones you have, get them up there.
I will. I have to speak with Maureen.
And then we'll go on.
Mary.
Get Mary and Maureen.
Yeah.
All right. Sign our petitions. Change.org, the guide dog school, one service dog school. Nursing home petition, got two different ones up there. And I'm hoping that we're going to the news conference, that they will print or advertise the petition in some way so we can get more signatures. All right, we'll work on that as soon as we finalize the date.
Right.
We'll be able to, I'm going to see if they'll put that petition up on the website when they contact all the other agencies to participate with us in this news conference. So we'll see what happens with that. What we need, world, anybody out there, what we need is a big chunk of money to go to Inner Sight to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We need the money to do this job in the right way, and we'd be happy to talk with anyone who has the potential of doing that to describe to you what our idea is and to listen to the donor's idea, too. The donor has a different approach, a different way of going about it. We'd be very happy to hear what that is. So we need... stop that breathing in the phone.
Sorry.
We need big donation to be earmarked. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. To mount a campaign and get this job done. That's really what is needed here. You know, we need to have someone who can work the internet for us. We'll pay them, send out news releases, and get advertising up there, and you know, a whole campaign. And why we're doing this, and how much it would save the government, and how much burden it could take off the taxpayers. You know, the whole idea needs to be financed. It's like a campaign. You know, it's like running for running for president. The only thing is, we don't have the visibility that these rich people have. So we need someone to step up and say, hey, I think this is a great idea. People are suffering in these nursing homes. They're being abused. Let's sit down and figure out how it can be done. Someone who has the money to do it. Contact Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, or email innersight1620@gmail.com. And as I said, we'd be very happy to work with your attorney, your accountant, if you want to keep the money in a separate place, separate vehicle, separate bank, you know, whatever way you want to work it, as long as it's earmarked to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, and we have access to use it in that way. So whatever way you want to do it is agreeable to us. Anybody out there? All right, Inner Sight, 213-816 1650, and that would be a definite glad. If we were to find someone who could say, hey, we'll start you off with $2 million, you know, on this campaign. 839 New York, that would be a great start, because not only could we start the whole thing rolling in a big way, but we could then also start doing our own fundraising with that kind of money. And I know the firm that we would hire. Good friends of one of our donors, my dear friend John Corrado, who works for the public relations firm, and they would be perfect for this because John is already involved in InnerSight. But we need a much bigger donating to get this thing off the ground and to make it more visible to show people why we don't need these nursing homes. See, that's what we need. We need people to get up on YouTube and say, hey, you know, go within a site. I'm so-and-so. My father died in a nursing home. I'm so-and-so. You know, people who work for nursing homes, people who are in nursing homes, people who are trying to keep their loved ones out. We need a whole campaign on this. Put it all over YouTube. And the only way you can do that is to have the money to do it. You've got to have the funds to professionally produce these spots. You know, and then you can get some stuff for public service for free, yes. But you got to have something in front of that that would make
Excuse
a new
Excuse me, Frank.
Story. Yeah.
We have Big Joe waiting for you.
All right.
All right, here comes.
On InnerSight Live, Joe coming in.
Hey, Joe.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I didn't hear the unmuted button. So I didn't know if I was on or not. So I wanted to find out how you guys are doing.
We're doing okay.
Oh,
I got
all
some
right.
of the things typed.
You doing all right?
So far,
everything
yeah.
going along smoothly?
Yeah.
Getting your plans and projects together and getting
yeah,
everything done like the way you said
yeah.
you were going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Working on it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're
right
moving forward.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Don't you have a press conference coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, the middle of March. We have to finalize the date. I'm hoping to do that this week with the Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Now, let me ask you, have you made contact with that group we mentioned?
Whom?
What was it?
Have I made?
What was
it? Yeah. I gave you guys the name of the guy and the phone number. I called the president. The president just came out of he just came out of the hospital. His wife hung up on me because they were in a car. They picked up my phone, and they were, "Oh, we just got out of the hospital," and I didn't know if that was I didn't know if he was telling me the truth or not. But his wife hung up on me, so I don't know if they were telling me the truth, but I guess who knows. So so I sent the info to Suzanne, and so I called, got that, and I did it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I never got you. Did you have this person's phone number, Suzanne?
No, I never got the phone number. I only got the email from him.
Yeah. Well, what does the email say?
I'm going to look at it now.
Nobody told me about
it. I didn't send you the phone number. I thought I did. Oh, okay.
No, this is the first time I've been hearing about it.
This guy just got out of the hospital. He's going to need time to recuperate.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was about the 2 or 3 weeks ago. So hopefully he's on the mend. And then, you know, you can send him an email or give him a call. I'm sure that was his actual phone number, probably through his personal phone, to the president of the of the organization.
Yeah, well, what's the name of that organization again?
The Hope Collection.
Yeah. All right, so I don't have the phone number. Suzanne, give me the damn phone number.
I don't have
phone
number. I only have the email, I believe.
Let me check if
I got it. I gotta look for it. Let me get off the line and look for it for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'll try to call him.
Let me see if I have. I don't know if I can actually check up on it. Oh, wait a minute. I can check up on it with my other phone.
Yeah.
Let me see if I sent the. Because I'm not sure.
Well,
I don't
want to put his number on
the email. No. But I mean, I want to check to see if I sent Suzanne. I know I sent her the email and the name. I forgot the guy's name. But I want to check if I sent the phone number as well, because she can take a look at the text that I sent if she's looking for the phone number. If I sent it, I don't remember if I did it or not. I'm checking now. Looking at.
All right. So.
Okay. Let's see. Pop. No, that's going to take me a while to take a look through this. Let me see.
Yeah.
So in any case, what's going on, Frank?
Well, we've got the news conference coming up. Silo's sending us a donation. It's in the mail, you know. And they're very supportive of this whole idea that they're going to be contacting other agencies to join us in the news conference and people to tell their story about how horrible these nursing homes are, and hopefully we're going to get the word out more, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you have to.
That's what we need.
Fine.
Suzanne, did you get the phone number?
No, I didn't get the email. Let's put it that way.
I'll give it to you. If you put me in the green room right now, because I'm taking a look at my phone, and I sent you the guy's email and his phone number. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get it.
You didn't get it? Okay.
No. Hmm. I just went through the whole email quickly.
Well, not the email. I didn't send it to you via email.
Text,
I sent you the text.
Sorry.
Yeah, I sent you the text. So, if you put me in the green room, or I can send it to you. Let me see if I can send it. Yeah, I can probably make a copy of this and send it to you again. Well, no,
okay,
take a look at my text mail, at my text. It's there, because I'm looking at my text now, so it's still there.
Is this guy's name Kevin?
No, it's Clayton.
Oh, there's another one who's the president, and it's Kevin Klossman? Boston?
Oh, I don't know him.
Yeah, he says president and CEO. Reach the children. So it's somebody else. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, this guy's name is Clayton, so you can take a look. You can take a search, you know, if your phone allows it. Probably does. And you can look at Clayton, Clayden, which is my text. And it's got the phone number and the... I can give you the email. Over the air. The phone number. Okay, it's Ron, R-O-N.
Hold on.
Clayden. Okay.
Hold on. Maybe it's better you send it to me because it's easier for me to see it and then take it down during the show. You know?
Yeah. Well, you can just take a look at my text that I sent, because I'm looking at the same text that I sent you. You can just take a look at the text that's in your contacts, and it's there. So you're going to have the press conference, which is good. that could give you some nice free publicity. And if you have people there who can give testimonials about how bad the nursing homes are, they'll be affirming, yeah, you know, what you guys are saying. And it'll lend credibility to your message. So it's good. How did you arrange the press conference anyway? Who did you contact? Because that's a good thing.
Well, I talked to Independent Living. You know, they're very much opposed to these nursing homes, but because they're under contract with the state, they're limited. So they joined up with us because we're not limited. You know, we can do whatever we want. We don't get money from the... We're not contracted with the state, you know. So, I have friends who are with the media. We'll be contacting them. And my good friend Ira Tucker, who used to work for Stevie Wonder, did his public relations for many years, will be guiding us through the whole thing and writing the press release.
Good.
You know, we have a good shot.
I was going to say, you know, the guy that you and I were talking about, the guy that's running for Congress, I gave him, because I told him about what you could do for him so that he could do something for you when he runs, you know, for his campaign, because you were talking about how you can get in contact with just about any newspaper, you know, get them on the phone. So I told the guy, did the guy call you? He said he's going to call you.
Who, Joe? What's his name?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe.
No, he hasn't called me.
He didn't call you.
No.
Oh, man.
Never heard from him. I spoke on his show once or twice, and I never heard from him, you know.
Oh, boy. And he's running for Congress, too. All right. Yeah, well.
Is that official?
He should have called you. Oh, yeah, he's got a campaign up and everything. He's got... they've written about him in the newspaper. So yeah, he's running. I mean, as much as a person can run, you know, a one man person.
Well, the question is, does he want to make an issue out of these nursing homes? He may not. He may be afraid of that. Who knows?
He said he would. I remember I was on the line.
Yeah,
you asked him about that.
Yeah, he said he would.
You know, so he should.
Talk is one thing, and to do is another.
That's
tell me about it. I know.
So I don't know.
I try to get together these people on Blog Talk Radio to get together to form a kind of a unified type of coalition, so that we can try to find out a way as to how we can help to fight corruption, you know, and help America.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody calls no action.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have his number. I only talk to him on the air, but I don't have his number to call him, otherwise I would.
He might have a show. He has a show on Tuesdays. Let me see if I have the number for you.
Well, I have the radio. Changed.
No, he's got the same BTR number.
But I mean, to talk to him off the air to see where he's at, you know.
Well, if you call him on the air and you ask him for his number, he can put you in the green room and give you his personal phone number.
Yeah.
I've got his phone number,
right?
Phone number, but on Tuesdays. But I'm not going to give it out because he hasn't given me permission to do it.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, I have that number. I called him once or twice.
Okay.
I have that.
So you call him again, you say, hey, Joe, put me in the green room. And he'll put you in the green room, and then he'll give you his home phone. And you
let me ask him if he wants to participate, if he wants to help us. You know, would he be willing to participate in this news conference?
That'd
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
He said, he was for that particular issue, so I don't see why. If he has the time, why shouldn't he, right? Even though, you're not in North Carolina, but maybe that might help you, and maybe that might help him. You know,
doesn't matter. There's plenty of nursing homes down there. This is a national problem.
People,
it is.
I came across something the other day. And people were getting beat up in these nursing homes. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that I'm sure that
good
you guys will be talking about on the press conference.
Yep. Definitely. Well, the director of Silo, who is very serious about this, I know that because they've been giving us donations now for over a year, told me that we're going to come down real hard on these nursing homes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need,
good.
Man.
Yeah.
You know,
you
and we're
going to
direct
have,
it
yeah,
at the candidates mm-hmm. and the president of the United States that they better do something about this positive and get rid of these damn places.
Well, as long as you make the case properly, that's all you
yeah,
really can
right.
do. You know, and to influence politicians, but if you get the word out there and influence and get the word out there to the people, and
yeah.
if, you know, somehow organize the people, let them become more aware of your particular issue, that's a better chance. Because if you try to do it on your own, just you and Suzanne and a few other people with an inner sight, not going to make an impact on these politicians because they only care about money. But if you have like a...
Oh, we got people from all over the country who want to be part of this.
Good. The more people you have,
Boston,
the better
Illinois,
your chances of influencing it. Yeah.
Utah. I got a person in Utah. You know, we have other people who believe in what we're doing, and they say they want to participate. So we got to figure out how to get everybody in on this.
Well, are you going to get them together over Zoom, or how are you going to get them together?
Yeah, we're going to use Zoom or whatever we have to do. You know, Silo has a public relations girl, and she works within a site. Last time when we did the day for Milton, she spread it all over the internet. So
that's cool.
Yeah. You have Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on what was the other one? Twitter. I'm not on social media because you get tracked no matter where you go. Once you're on one of them, they track you all over the net.
Yeah.
You don't have, you know? So I don't like that. So I'm not on any of these social media platforms because I don't want to be tracked about where I go.
We want the word out on this. You know, this is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 42 million disabled people in this country, and none of them want damn nursing homes.
I could say that.
So,
hey.
We're going to make
it good.
As big as we can. You know, I'm going to call my friend personally at the Associated Press and ask him to please make sure this gets on the day log, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a good guy, and I know him for many years.
Ah, good. See, and that's something that you can trade for Joe Gibson's help as well, because he's having a hard time with his campaign. So if you tell him or show him how he can get press conferences, how you've got contacts with the media, you can use that to trade for his endorsement of you. So, you know, it's good old,
I can hook him up with AP in Carolina for sure.
Yeah.
He wants. But he's got to say, you know, he's got to be with us. On this
absolutely. It's good old horse trading. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. You know?
All right, listen, we
got to
go.
Okay.
Excuse me. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure. Talk to you guys
inner
later.
Sight.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. Thank you. Be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Suzanne.
You're welcome.